Have you ever wondered what proper Tinder etiquette looks like? Well, you've come to the right place.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this is actually being ripped from our YouTube channel out on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-like things like me asking you to subscribe or like to the channel, I'd just super appreciate it if you instead applied that to whatever podcast form you're listening to on here.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over an online dating website known as Tinder, which I'm sure you're familiar with, but we're going to go over exactly how to act and how to present your profile in the proper way. Before we get into all that, though, I do need to tell you guys about our Tinder 101 hub. It consists of 70 plus articles that give you the information needed to master Tinder. Another indispensable necessity is our Tinder opening line formula. Using the Tinder opening line formula, we've discovered that users have received 3 times the response rate that they had before. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, which go along with our online dating and quiz and more. So let's just jump right into this. I got 30 plus etiquette tips to go over with you. And number one is that saying just hey in a first initial message is definitely a no-go. By saying hey, you really give the other person no other choice in order to just say hey back or to have to be creative themselves. You want to be the creative person first and maybe start with a cheesy pickup line or a genuine question or something that just emphasizes much more of a response than hey. The second etiquette tip I have for you is to never ask somebody on a date right away. You want to make sure that you're having great communication first and that you're really clicking with the person. And then from there, you want to ask them to go out on a date so that you have a higher chance of actually being successful in them going out on a date with you. Tip number three is that you shouldn't think that somebody can always understand your tone of voice when sending a text. And when you do send those texts, you want to make sure that you are actually utilizing emojis because those can really help emphasize what kind of emotion you're trying to portray. Tip number four is to make sure that you don't actually overdo it with the emojis either. If you're using more than one emoji per sentence, and even that's a pretty high rate, it starts to become a little bit cringy, honestly. The fifth tip I have for you as far as Tinder etiquette goes is to make sure that you watch your grammar. For a lot of people, nothing is a worse turnoff for not being able to use grammar properly. And honestly, if you don't know the difference between there or there or there, and you don't know the difference between your, then it's really frustrating for a lot of people, and they're more than likely to unmatch you. The sixth tip I have for you is to try your best to avoid group photos. Now, having one group photo on your profile is okay, but especially having a ton of group photos is a big no-no. You don't want to be doing that because people are going to be confused as to which person you actually are, and they're more than likely going to swipe left on you. So this is about to move into number 7 on our list, but before I jumped into that, I did want to ask you guys to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. It helps push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love, and we super duper appreciate it. So this is moving on to number 7 on my list, which is don't be creepy. So this is really mostly geared towards guys. I'm not saying there aren't girls who can be creepy, but let's all just agree that for the most part, guys are the ones who are being the creeps out there. Let me list out for you real quick some things that you should definitely not do because they will make you seem creepy. First is not knowing how to take no for an answer. 2 is oversharing your life with strangers on Tinder. 3 is consistently flirting or bringing up sexual topics. 4 is begging for replies. And 5 is obvious, and that's threats and intimidation. Tip number 8 I have for you is to not focus too much on the time of your replies. So I've heard people honestly put more focus on how long they should wait to reply back to a message to not seem too desperate than they have to actually think about what they're going to send as a message. So it's really important to make sure that you just reply to those messages when you can, and don't think too hard. Don't do this whole 3-day rule and whatnot. It's just ridiculous. Tip number 9 is to not text when you're in a bad mood. Of course, you don't want to be sending messages to other people when you're in this horrible mood and then look at it later and think, why did I ever send that rude message to this person? I was actually into them. So make sure you're not sending messages when you are in a bad mood. Tip number 10 is to make sure that you're not only using photos from a single photo shoot. You want to be making sure that you have good quality photos, but if all of your photos are from a single photo shoot, or even if they're all just from photo shoots, it can come off as very ungenuine, and a lot of people will actually swipe left on you for that reason. Tip number 11 is that your bio isn't a shopping list. You want to make sure that you're keeping things short and sweet, and that you're not actually listing out a long list of things. You want to try and keep it nice and concise, something that somebody could read within 5 seconds, because if it's going to take them 10-15 seconds to read it, most people don't even look at your profile for more than 10 seconds on Tinder, so it's not going to get read. Tip number 12 is to not post too many photos. So Tinder allows up to 9 photos, but you need to remember that your profile is only as strong as your weakest photo. So 9 photos is a lot of photos for somebody to have 9 perfect photos of themselves. So maybe just keep it down to your best 4 and you'll find that you'll probably be getting more matches. This is going to move me into number 13 on my list, but before I jumped into that, I did need to remind you guys about our Tinder 101 Hub. Our Tinder 101 Hub consists of 70 plus articles that help you master Tinder so that you can get better profiles with more matches and therefore more dates. Tip number 13 is to not always swipe right. I've seen people use Tinder and they literally just swipe right without even looking at a profile. And it's not only really bad for your ELL score in Tinder, which means that you're going to be ranked with lower users, but it also means that you could get a temporary ban on Tinder. You should really just check out profiles quickly, analyze the person, see if you think you would be compatible, and then just swipe right on those ones if you think the answer is yes. So number 14 on my list, which is probably one of the most important rules, is to not make inappropriate jokes. Now I'm saying inappropriate jokes, and I'm not saying don't make friendly or tongue-in-cheek jokes. I'm saying like real inappropriate. I'm talking about racial slurs or anything to do with religion, homophobic or sexually inappropriate connotations, or gold digging or offering money or things like that. Even if you claim that you were just kidding, if somebody reports you, the evidence is there and it's really not going to look good on your part. Tip number 15 for Tinder etiquette is to not neglect your Tinder matches. If you do match with somebody, be sure that you message them. And if you match with just about anybody, all your matches are people you're swiping right for on purpose, right? So just send them a message, it can't hurt. Tip number 16 is that arrogance will get you nowhere. Now you can be confident, but being arrogant is a whole other level where you feel like you're the best person in the world. And honestly, this turns off a ton of people. So don't be like that when communicating with your online matches and even when setting up your profile. Tip number 17 is to avoid using horribly bad pickup lines. Now, some people might think that that's a great idea. Some people are into that, but I'm talking about, again, the obscenely offensive pickup lines. Just don't use those, and if they aren't a pickup line, you can totally use them. Tip number 18 is to balance out your texting throughout the day. You don't want to commit 24/7 to replying to people on Tinder. You want to make sure you are living your own life too. So maybe just committing an hour or so a day to replying back to Tinder people allows you to live your life and set your own goals, but it also allows you to keep communication with these people as well. Now, for a lot of these people, you are going to have to send that first message, and a lot of people don't get replied back. But one way that you can get your replies back is by checking out our secret Tinder opening line formula. The secret opening line formula for Tinder is a great asset for anybody who wants to use it, and it has resulted in people getting 3 times the response rate. So you should 100% utilize it so that you can have a better experience on Tinder. So this is going to move me into tip number 19, which is to be sure that you are actually making a great profile. This cannot be emphasized enough. Having a great profile is what's going to get you to get swiped right on, and that's how you're going to get matches when you swipe right on those same people. Tip number 20 is to absolutely proofread your bio. Make sure that you don't have spelling mistakes in there, as that was a previous tip, but not just in your messages, make sure that there's no mistakes in your bio as well. Tip number 21 is to be sure that your bio is as original as possible. I've seen a lot of people try to be edgy in their bios and it just comes off as kind of desperate and uncomfortable. And what you should really be focusing on making your bio is attractive and funny and humorous and, of course, as short as possible. Tip number 22 is to make sure that you actually up your contrast a little bit in your photos, as this is something that'll make the photo a bit clearer and honestly more attractive to most people. Tip number 23 is to be sure that when you do use a pickup line, you use one that you'll know has worked, and this is most likely through trial and error of you utilizing it. There are a lot of pickup lines that you can look up online, but honestly, everybody looks up those pickup lines online, and whoever you're saying them to has probably already heard it a million times, so avoid doing that. Tip number 24 is to try to steer the conversation towards a date. Now, you want to make sure that you're talking to whoever you're talking to. You want to make sure that when you are talking to them, that you do eventually click. And if you do, you do actually want to execute in asking them out on a date, and make sure that you don't wait on that. You should do it when the time feels right. Tip number 25 is to be sure you put your Instagram link. Now, your Instagram link is going to be great because it's going to show a way for people to contact you further if they want to, but it's also going to show that you're a more authentic person and absolutely not a catfish or a bot. So this is going to move me on to number 26 on my list. But before I jumped into that, I did want to ask you guys to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, we super duper appreciate it. Tip number 26 is to be sure you set up your Tinder anthem. So if you don't know, Tinder anthem is when you set music on your profile. You can't hear the music, but you can show the artist in the music that you do actually like. So when you do this, you can find other people who would find you attractive through your music taste, and it really can't hurt. Tip number 27 is to utilize GIFs in chat when you can. Honestly, using a GIF can be a real icebreaker and a great conversation starter outside of just being really fun to use in the middle of conversation. It definitely makes everything a lot more relaxed, and it will help you be sure that you're having a good time conversating with your matches. Tip number 28 is to definitely utilize the Tinder algorithm in your favor. Now, the Tinder algorithm pays attention to your left and right swipes, but what it also pays attention to is the amount of people swiping right on you. So, of course, you want to make sure you have great 3 to 4 photos, you have a very attractive bio, and that your profile is filled out as much as possible so that you can seem as authentic and genuine as possible. Tip number 29 is to make sure that you pay attention to the quality of your photos. You want to make sure that your photos are nice and sharp and crisp, and make sure that you're not actually going to be having a profile that has all blurry photos. You're not going to get swiped right on. Tip number 30 also regards photos, and it's to make sure you have a variety of different photos. Now, your first primary photo should be just of you alone, smiling at the camera so they can get a good sense of what your face looks like. But the rest of the photos should really showcase your personality. Maybe you have some hobbies, maybe you're really passionate about a pet you own. You should really showcase yourself in these photos so that other users can get an idea of who you are and what you like. And tip number 31 I have for you is to absolutely start a conversation with every single match that you make. You want to make sure that you are conversating with all the matches you make because it just ups your chances of being successful. And there are going to be people who don't reply to you. There are people who utilize Tinder and don't reply to anybody. So don't feel bad if that happens. Just keep sending out those messages and you'll be sure to find a perfect match for you. So if you're wondering how to get even better at Tinder and become an expert at it, I do have to recommend that you check out our Tinder 101 Hub. Our Tinder 101 Hub consists of 70 plus articles that give you the information needed to master Tinder. And another indispensable necessity is our Tinder opening line formula. Using the Tinder opening line formula, we've discovered that users have received 3 times the response rate that they had before. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our online dating app quiz and more. If you guys wanted to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys one more time to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, we super duper appreciate it. And I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya.